Oh my God, you guys, we are so excited to say that we are back for season 4 next week.
We cannot wait, honestly. We are so excited. But in the meantime, we wanted to share a podcast that's joined us at Crowd Network. And the internet has gone wild. They cannot stop talking about it. She's made the headlines for years, but now she's got her very own podcast where she'll be showing us the real Katie Price.
She is an absolute icon. And so it'll be interesting to hear about her life from her own perspective. We're about to play you a snippet and you can find the full episode by searching for The Katie Price Show in your favorite podcast app or hit the link in the episode description.
And let us know if you'd like to have Katie join us on Go Love Yourself this season, because I reckon that we might be able to pull a few strings.
Well, this is it, guys. I think we've made it. We'll get our people to talk to her people to talk to our people. I'm excited.
Oh, me too. I cannot wait for that. I hope we can pull it off.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Whenever you put a quote or something on your Instagram stories, right, I'm like, what the fuck's happened now? Why is there a quote?
Well, this is why I use them. Because instead of sitting there thinking, right, what can I put? You find a quote to help you. I love a quote.
What are the like worst sort of misconceptions of you?
One, that I'm a slag. And when I say that, people think I've slept with so many men. And I actually haven't. People have to work for it if they want me. I'm not easy. You've got mum's feet. I haven't.
Oh, shut up. Don't go and bang on about my feet.
Well, you said it. No, people want to know now.
I have.
Now you've said
I have,
it. You've just...
I...
But you only had to say, yeah, I have got mum's feet. But you know what I'm referring to. But you just opened that
I know what you're referring
up.
To.
But no
and
one
you're
else
tell everyone.
But you bit at that. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Katie Price Show. It's my brand new podcast and it's all about me and my life. And on this podcast, I'll be covering absolutely loads. Now, the thing is, you all think you absolutely know everything about me, but you don't. So you have to listen. Now, alongside me each week is someone who knows me best. It's, drum rolls, my little sister, Sophie. So, Soph, how did you feel when I said I wanted to do a podcast with you? I bet you was absolutely shitting yourself.
Secretly, I was a little bit terrified maybe, but we'll get into the flow of it and it would be absolutely fine. But it's pretty obvious why you wanted to do a podcast, Kate, because you love to chat.
To be honest, Soph, I think you would agree with me that there's so much speculation about everything about me. I've been in the media since I was 17. So basically, everyone's grown up with me, and a lot of people only know me from what they've read in the media. And if I'm honest, if I see what I'm like in the media, I would think like, oh my God, this girl, what is she all about? Some think I'm car crash. Some, like, they find me, you know, admiring what I've done. The work ethic. There's just a mixture of everything. So at least on here, it's up close and personal. Words from my mouth, not a journalist, twisting, turning, this, that. But anyway, lots of things. I might even teach you, Soph, how to cook the perfect roast potato.
Oh, I don't think so. I think my cooking's a lot better than yours.
No, I think your husband's is.
Yeah, my husband, yeah, he is. He's here, actually.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Hi, Harry.
But yeah, no, Harry's cooking is good, isn't it?
Soph?
Yeah.
Before we start...
Oh, Christ, what?
Let's see how alike we really are. So it's Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, work. But it's Friday night, and guess what? She's got a cup of tea.
I've got my little...
Friday night
turmeric drink. Turmeric drink.
And I've got lychee fizzy drink.
What is this lychee
fizzy?
No, I don't even... I know what a lychee is. It's a fruit, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, I think when I did MasterChef and they had all these tropical fruits, I think they were really surprised that I knew what a lychee was.
What do you think?
And a dragon fruit.
Was Greg Wallace like, oh, she knows what a lychee is?
Don't you know what I mean? Only because I know what a dragon fruit is. Because every time I go to the Maldives, you get it in like on the bed and it's all cut up. And
yeah.
I'm well travelled. I do know what things
no,
are.
I don't
know what they expected.
Well... Yeah. I think you've done quite well, MasterChef, to be honest.
Thanks to your husband.
I know.
Mind you, I texted you last night. Have you still got them recipes?
I've still got all the recipes. Yeah, they're on my emails.
Yeah,
I'll get them for you. Yeah, do them.
So for everyone like listening, so when I did MasterChef, when the job came along, I was like, oh, so I don't really watch it. And my mum and you were like, yes!
We were like,
you got to do MasterChef!
I know!
And I'm like, really?
Buzzing my tits off for it. I was like, you've got to do MasterChef.
Yeah, you were, both of you. I'm like, it's only MasterChef. Kate, it's such a good show for you to be offered to do. Oh, okay, I'll do it. I'll say, but I'm not that great at cooking. I mean, I could cook, but I'm not like the British Bake Off and all that making. Anyway, I did MasterChef.
And you've done quite well. You got quite far in it.
Well, this is what I say to make myself feel better.
Oh, fucking
hell. The week that I did MasterChef,
yeah,
I obviously had no way of winning, because the people who came first and second out of the overall show were in my week. So I was in the hardest week because they obviously had the winner in that.
Can you remember what you cooked on MasterChef? I think it was a chicken curry. Chicken curry, then bread and butter pudding, wasn't it?
No, but then you could cook something that you love, and Harry didn't help me on this. So I don't know about anyone listening, but I'm quite, you know, I'm on the go mum. And I've always done this with my mash potato.
Oh, my God.
I don't peel the skin. I literally put the potatoes in boil and then mash it. Then I put cream in, butter, milk, salt, pepper. So I cooked them there. What did I make them? I can't remember now, but they didn't like the way I did my
steak.
Mash.
You done steak, didn't you? I think it was steak.
Yeah, then we cooked steak. Oh, no, the best thing is your husband, Harry, HH, Harry husband, the beef dripping chips.
Oh, my God, that was dripping. Good. Oh, that was
he's
good.
He's such a good cook. Honestly.
That was good. Right, so we're going to be doing this podcast every week. And what are you most excited to talk about? What do you want to talk about each week?
Well, there's actually lots. Bet you didn't know that I'm into crime, serial killers. I want to talk about stuff.
Please don't say ghosts.
No, I actually wasn't. But we'll do ghosts as well. And also what would be interesting, how chalk and cheese me and sister are. So I want to do an episode where Soph does in the day in the life of me what I like to do, and I do it with Soph. So although we're very family, for example, Soph would go to a museum or an art gallery and walk around and just love everything, whereas I would do that and I'm like, I'm bored now. What are you interested in this for? Which is so
different. No, it's only because you've got to find something. You've got to just find something that interests you.
So, like, Soph likes all of that stuff and old history and all of this, where that's not something I'm interested in because she did her master's in old history now. So it'd be interesting.
Old history?
You love all Henry VIII. Is it Henry VIII or 6th or 7th? I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Old history. I love that.
So... And like her wallpapers, like look at my house. I like modern like this and look at hers. Like,
there's nothing wrong look, with my she, wallpaper.
Even her shirt, look, just matches the wallpaper.
It's my pyjamas.
But we're very different. And then you have a day in the life of what I like. And then we come in and talk about like different experiences. But we get on so well and we're so fan that we do like extremely different things, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
But we both like oysters. I don't know what that's got to do with it.
I love oysters.
Why did I probably like oysters out of anything? No,
I do like oysters.
Do you know, I bet people are fascinated about our relationship because I'm like that. You know when you see celebs or whatever, you always think, oh, I wonder what their brothers and sisters are and their family, or what are they all like when they're together? Like, what is that person really like? And that's what's good about this. They can really get to know what we're like. So I've got that media perception of me, which I can't control because they write what they want, basically. And then you've got the side where you guys see me. But one thing is for sure, I'm mad and bonkers and nuts. That's just me anyway. I don't turn on for camera and turn off. I am the same, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, people are probably interested what it was like for you having a sister like me. And the other day, I remember going through the internet and looking at pictures of you and me. We used to do loads together, loads of events. It's mad because until you look at them pictures, it's like, oh, my God, took you everywhere because obviously you're younger than me.
Yeah, yeah.
But growing up when you was at school, Like, when did you realise that people knew who I was? Like, when you're like, oh, how do they know who my sister is?
Well, to be honest, you started doing all the modelling and bits when I was, like, six, so...
You don't know any different.
I don't know any different, really. Do you know what I mean? I used to get a lot of stick about you at school, especially from girls, always.
Really? Yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Do you ever see them girls now?
No.
And that mad, you know, when you think back at school, I would love to do a school reunion. I'd hate that.
I'd absolutely hate that. That'd be my worst nightmare.
No, I love it. Because you know when you're at school and you get the brainy ones in the class? Because yeah. There's always this pressure, I think, when you're at school. You've got to do well of your exams, this, that. There's all this pressure. And I know what it's like because Princess is doing her GCSEs. And I just say to her, chill out, what would be. Just don't stress yourself.
Has she been doing any practising, though?
Yeah, her dad's strict with her.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, look, you're not going to be a scientist, let's be honest.
Oh, Kate, you can't say that to her.
Well, she's not.
No, but you've got to give her, gear up.
She knows what she's like. She knows she's not like... She says, Mum, I'm not going to pass all on my exams. I said, look, all you do is try your best.
Yeah.
Revise, just so you know you've done your best. That's all you can do. But don't stress about thinking you've got to get A's and all. That is what it is at the end
of
the
day. Oh, my God, I think I literally got like 3 GCSEs. I had to do an access course to get into uni.
But you had dyslexia as well, didn't you?
Yeah, but I only found out I had dyslexia when I was 23.
I think that's really, like...
It's bad, isn't it?
You find out that age. So you didn't know at school, or you did? Or, like, did you know that you was different?
No, at school, I was just interested in chatting to my mates. And I think because I got a lot of stick about you when I was at school, I think looking back now, I'm older, I think that probably did affect my learning because I was so worried about what people would say to me. I was always sort of thinking about that rather than doing my work. Do you know what I mean?
And the thing is, when you was at school, that would have been a time when I was Jordan.
Yeah,
boobs out.
Yeah.
Being pictured coming out of nightclubs in my 9-inch skirts, boobs out. Like, so it must have been hard because girls hated me.
Always girls. Always girls. Never men or boys or whatever.
I remember, like, being in nightclubs and I'm in the toilet and you can hear people go, oh, that slag's in the toilet.
Oh.
All of this stuff. When I look back, I actually put up with a lot.
Yeah.
But that's why I hung around with guys, because the girls are such bitches.
Yeah, but I think even some girls can be now as well. And you think, oh, my God, really? Like, are we really doing this
now? Oh, they definitely calmed down. I think what people got to remember, because I started so young, me getting pictured going out, I'm not doing anything different to anyone else my age.
Yeah.
So this is how I try and make people realise what it was like for me. When you're 18, 19, like going out clubbing, we all get drunk. And when you have a drink, you know, you might fall over or say things or, you know, you just act different. And you could take pictures with your mates and that's between you. Now imagine if you're going out and every step you take, every blink you take to a car, you've got snappers going. So you are going to get pictures where your face is like that.
Yeah, of course you will.
And they would use them pictures and be like, oh, she was wasted, this, that. So the trouble I had was every time I went out, it was documented with the worst pictures they could get. And they would use the worst pictures because you'd get more money for it.
Mm.
So imagine you guys, like you or anyone listening, when you had a night out, imagine if you had cameras doing that to you. This is why I've got this media where it started. So anyone else, even now, if you have a night out and someone was picturing it all night and picked the worst pictures, when you look back, you wouldn't go out, would you? Because you'll be like, oh my God, I don't want people to see me like
this. Yeah.
But that's how I grew up. So yeah. I have grown up in the media.
Yeah.
So girls didn't like me. I was on the front covers of all the lads' mags, you know, so their boyfriends were like, wee, get your tits out, wee, all of that.
Mm.
And I wore little outfits because I loved it and I was outrageous, this, that, but that's just me.
Mm.
So it sticks with you. And I think where it changed when I had Harvey and, you know, people could see I was a good mum.
Yeah.
And then it sort of changes. And then I did the jungle. And then as you get older, people get to see me and I'm just a mum. I'm doing no different to anyone else.
Yeah.
So Your girls are nice to me now.
Oh, good. That's nice.
Thank you, girls.
Thank you, girls.
If you want to hear this episode in full, then search for The Katie Price Show wherever you get your pods from. Go on, give it a listen.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.